What's your work from home outfit been like during the lockdown, if that's what you're doing? Apparently there are people who are still wearing work clothes at home every day, even the pants. Toby Feely has written a plea, courtesy of these comfier clothes, to just give in and slip on a pair of trackies. This is Held Up by a Drawstring.
Message received today at 4:32.
Hey, it's me, your old trackies. If you want to be all formal about it, I suppose you could call me your old tracksuit pants. But you don't have to be formal with me. You never have to be formal with me. Anyway, it's been a while. I just thought, you know, with all the madness at the moment, I'd check in to see how you're going. How are you holding up? I'm held up by a drawstring that you tie in a bow around your waist. It's been a tough time for the trouser community. With more and more people working from home, dress pants aren't getting out much. The sisterhood of the travelling pants isn't travelling anymore. Even skinny jeans are struggling. The last thing people want under lockdown is more restrictions of movement. I'm doing really well. I've just been hanging out mostly on the washing line, and things are really good for me right now. Oh, can you hang on? Hey, slippers. Wait up. I'll be 2 seconds. Yeah. Sorry. What was I saying? So I know we left things on a strange note with no like closure or anything, but I've been thinking about you. All this time with everyone staying at home, sitting on the couch, reminds me of the good times, our good times. Meanwhile, I see you every morning crawling out of bed for a day spent around the house and still, for some reason, climbing into your fancy pants. But it's cool, I get it. You're working from home, you're dressing for success. But what about me? Like, what are we? Last time we had some proper time together was when you were home for a few days because of that cold. Well, now you're home for who knows how long because of a global pandemic, so... God, how do I say this without sounding weird? Look, I'm not trying to get into your pants or anything. I hate that pair of chinos. Sorry. I'm sorry. That wasn't fair to the chinos. I'm not jealous or anything. I have nothing against the chinos. What even are chinos? Are they like Italian or something? Okay. Here's the thing. Maybe with everything that's going on, we should think about picking things up again. And I don't know, making this you and me, you and your good old trusty tracky dacks, an exclusive thing. I know you used to be too embarrassed to take me to work. It's okay. I understand. I'm not appropriate for work. I'm too racy, too sexy, too leggy, right? It's totally okay, but now you're working from home with all this Zoom video stuff. I can tag along without distracting your colleagues. We could do tons of fun stuff together. We could go to gym. We can't. The gyms are closed, but we never did go to the gym, did we? It was always about the possibility of maybe going to the gym. So yeah, we can pretend that we're serious about thinking about going to the gym just like we used to. I shouldn't be petty, and I don't want to air all your dirty laundry here, but you know pajama pants would just sleep with you and leave you in the morning. And you deserve more than that. On the other hand, leggings and jeggings and yoga pants can be a bit clingy. So there's always me. I'm not perfect. I've grown a little pilly over the years, and my drawstring is starting to fray. I've still got that red wine stain on my left cuff. Oh, we had some times. But I'm comfortable, and I know you. Look, sometimes us pants can be too focused on getting you somewhere else. You're walking, running, strutting, strolling, but I don't think there's anywhere you need to be right now. Thing is, I don't think there's anywhere you need to be even if we weren't under lockdown. I think you're perfect the way you are. And let's be honest, you're not fooling anyone in those suit pants. You're not any more efficient when you wear them. And your boss doesn't care if you're in suit pants. He just wants you to wear some pants. Because the pantless Zoom meeting you tried last week, well, it didn't work, did it? The peppermint tea's pretty hot when you knock it over, isn't it? Yeah, I'm coming. Hold on. Sorry, I've got to run. Anyway, have a think about it. I'm not going to force you to make a decision. After all, you're the one who wears the pants in this house. So, if you want, give me a call.
To call back, press 2-2. To replay message, press 1. To reply, press 2. To send a copy, press 3. To delete, press message deleted.
That was Held Up by a Drawstring, written by Toby Feely and read by Jake Feely. And great to see the trouser community finally getting a voice on the airwaves. For too long, they've been overshadowed by the pyjama lobby and big dressing gown. You can hear more personal stories from COVID-19 by tuning into the series Corona Tales on Radio National Fictions on Saturday at 1 p.m. Or you can listen now on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.